what's coming. Rut for us.
Hampton. Alshon.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Goss. Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
All right, even a 23-14 loss opening week, I'm not going to have my enthusiasm taken down just to be looking at you three beautiful people. Hamp and OB with Kaz is back. Presented by your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. I'm Mark Carman, 23-14, 0-1. And gentlemen, welcome back for season two. And unfortunately, I don't think any of us, I know Hamp, you predicted him to win, but you can't real surprised about what happened today.
You know, and it's great to be back here on GN with Kaz and OB. I did not expect this. You know, sure, we all, you know, there's a reason there's a point spread. There's certain teams that, you know, are favored. I got it. But you know what? The way we played in the first half, we were not only in this game, we led it. And if it was not for the mistakes, you know, Buddy Ryan used to say, Kaz, for every rookie that you start, you can figure on at least losing one game for that rookie. Let's talk about a couple of the critical mistakes. We're going to have some good discussions about this. But, OB, I just got to tell you, you and I yesterday were at my daughter's volleyball game, and you told me they were starting a rookie center, Cody Whitehead, that had
10 in four exhibitions. Excuse me. 10. He didn't play the final exhibition game. He played basically the first three at left guard. Okay, they don't start Larson, who was a veteran who plays center, and they start him at offensive center. Now, talking about that, Glenn and Dan, here's a kid, white hair. They draft him in the second round. In the second round, we get rid of Slauson, who went to San Diego, who can play guard, left guard. He can play center, and the best. He can play with the best of anybody. We get this kid, and we start him today. Dan, start him in the opener against Texas.
And, by the way, fellas, the game-changing play has something to do with him, but we'll get to that later, Ed.
Yes, we will.
Here's the problem.
Let me just finish there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Folks, in the first three exhibition games, this kid played the amount of basically one exhibition game. In other words, they play the first string through maybe not even the first quarter, second quarter and a half, third game, you play about the middle of the second quarter. Fourth game, he didn't play one play. Not one. And they start him at center against a defense that ranked third in the NFL last year.
And the strength of the football team of the Houston Texans is the defensive line.
You got it.
So we put our ill-equipped rookie in a position where he is doomed before he even gets a chance to fail.
He has no chance.
Okay, but it was more than that, folks. It was missing the pickups on line stunts and twist with
exactly.
The linebackers that created the opportunity for them to butcher Jay Cutler in the second half, where they basically, you know, were six drives in a row, three and out. But here's the one thing. Let me get the bigger picture. Here is, okay, Kevin White, another rookie, he makes a game-breaking mistake by quitting on a route, and Cutler throws it, and, of course, it turns into a pick. But, guys, there's a saying about Texas, all hat, no cattle. John Fox is all hat, no cattle. I don't give what he did in Carolina. I don't care what he did in Denver. All he's done here is act like he's got everybody prepared, and they're not prepared. They did not prepare in the preseason. Go back, look at the tapes, at the practice. Yeah. We were not prepared to play today.
What Dan just said, folks, is he's right on. Watch in training camp. They never took a lick. You know, this isn't foosball. This is football, folks.
Not foosball.
All right? You go into training camp, and I don't know how all these Bear players got hurt. I have no idea. Maybe rushing to the cars to go to the bars. They never took one lick in training camp until they went and scrimmaged against New England, folks. Not one. They weren't ready to play. If you saw the exhibition games, they weren't ready. They were just getting knocked all over the place.
The defensive line standing straight up.
There was no purpose whatsoever offensively. Are we going to stretch the field? Are we going to stretch the running game? They never really tried anything. They just fluffed through it.
And
let me finish. So when you start out and what you saw today, okay, our number one draft choice last year, White, he doesn't know where the hell he is on the football field, okay? You got our offensive line, got eight alive today. I don't want to hear they're all pro, they're all this, they're all world. They're not. They got eight alive. And again, starting a kid who's really basically never played center, and we started him in the first game. And you've got Larson, who has played center for you.
The entire preseason he played center,
right?
Because Grassou was hurt.
Right. So what you saw today, folks, was go back to training camp, go back to the exhibition season, and what you saw out there today. We got receivers that have no clue of where they're going.
Fellas, here's what we're trying to sum up in a real short sentence. They are in the second game of their preseason as far as preparation goes. So maybe by week four,
we might be ready to go.
The kid that started at center.
Okay, but whose fault is that? Houston wasn't in their second game of the preseason.
Let me tell you, Dan, I'm going to quote something that really matters to what we're saying. John Elway said this, and it's a direct quote. Foxy can fix things, but he can't get you over the hump.
Well, he hasn't even fixed things yet. Let's be real.
Right. I get that, but you get what I'm saying. What that means is, in essence, what Elway's saying is, look, he knows football. He's always known football, but he doesn't know how to get those guys to take it to the next level, and that's what he was saying, in essence, and that's why he let them go after they went to the AFC Championship game the year before.
You know what? Here, folks, when you have training camp, you've got to engage. This isn't fluff ball. I mean, you've got to engage. You've got to go one-on-one pass protection, one-on-one run protection, one-on-two, two-on-one. It doesn't matter. You've got to hit. You've got to get ready. And I'll double down again saying all you had to do. For you True Bear fans that watched those exhibition games, what did you see? Training camp, they did nothing. What did they do in the exhibition season? Nothing, folks. And guess what you got today? In the second half, when everything was on the line for the home opener, and we were still in the game, we had a chance to win it, and Cutler got killed.
Yes, he did. And we look.
When Texans decided, okay, it's time to play big boy football, we weren't prepared because we never prepared in practice.
We don't do anything, Dan.
Start of the show sponsored by Martin Nissan, Martin Chevy. It's Hamp and OB with Kaz. We're presented by your local Chevy dealers. Texans were unbelievable on third down, or the Bears defense just couldn't get off the field, however you want to play it. 12 for 20 on the day. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You want to get in? We'd love to take a ton of calls. Obi, you want to take some calls?
I just want to say to Todd Martin, he jumped on this year. He's got a Nissan store, and he's got a Chevy store out in Crystal Lake. And just, I know he's listening, so Todd, thanks for jumping on board, buddy.
Todd, we love the Chevy store.
Todd, welcome aboard, Todd. This is 720 WGN. You can also watch us right now on CLTV.